Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word. And God, we ask for help, Lord, to give you glory in our daily lives and in our worship here at church and our worship daily. May you have all glory forever and ever. Lord, help us, Lord, to live this type of love to one another to bring you glory. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. The love of Christ. The love of Christ. Who can really fathom the love of Christ? Yet we can comprehend it, this word says to us. I believe we live in the latter days. It says in the letters to Timothy, the young pastor, that in the latter days, men will be lovers of who? Of themselves. And when you are full of yourself, you cannot have the love of Christ, which is by faith, and to have this love of Christ to be in our hearts and lives when we are loving ourselves more than loving God. So we as God's people, the born again, let us strive not to copy the world, but let's copy Christ. And let's have the love of Christ in our hearts instead of loving ourselves and having that idol of self in the throne room. But may we pray and sing in praises and in repentance. Oh God, give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. May we be filled with the love of Christ instead of the love of self. And the Apostle Paul here in this prayer to the church, we see that the Apostle Paul prayed and loved the church. He says, I bow my knees to the Father. And verse 15, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So we see this great love that he had for the church, that he prayed for the church. Now this love the Apostle Paul had for the church, it was not a love of the buildings and grounds, even though that's important. But guess what? There were no buildings and grounds in the day of the Apostle Paul. There were synagogues where the Jewish people met and worshiped God, and yet Christians were ran out of them. You know where the Christians met in the early church? They met in their homes. They met along river banks. They met in places, but not with great big buildings and grounds. But you know what? We do not have the love of Christ dwell in our hearts when this building means more than the people to us. Or when the grounds means more to us than the people. He loved the church. You know who he loved? He loved the people. And he loved the people, and he loved them so much. You know what he did? He prayed for them. He went to the throne room of God. He bowed his knees and he humbled himself and he prayed for the people of the church. That's love. Do we love one another enough to pray for one another? You know the answer to that. You know if you have the love of Christ in your heart or not. Do you pray for other people? Do you love the church? Do you love the people in the church? Do you pray for them? Do you care for them? You see, you know whether or not you have Christ in your heart right now by the question I just asked you. You know. You know, you can play all you want to. But unless you love the people in the church, you don't have the love of Christ in you. It's time to quit playing around. We're living in a day where men are lovers of themselves. And if it ain't my way, it's the highway, Jack. That's not the love of Christ. Does the love of Christ dwell in your heart? The Apostle Paul loved the people and he prayed for them. And as we read on in verses 16 and 17, he prayed that they would be strengthened through God's Spirit. It says that the Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. You see, in the inner man, it says, verse 16, he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. You see, a lot of times people can put on a good show, can't we? What is a hypocrite, by the way? Someone who's putting up a show. Someone who's wearing a mask. But you see, when you are strengthened by might with the Holy Spirit of God and Christ is dwelling in your hearts, it is in the inner man. And this strength, it may not necessarily be a big muscled up person. Sometimes the most strongest people in a church family are those who could barely walk. But they're strong. They're strengthened in the inner man. Why? Because the love of Christ is in their hearts and it gives them strength. Christ is dwelling in their hearts, in the inner man. They're not fakes. See, you can fake people out by your outward appearance. But you know if Christ is in your heart or not. You know. You may even lead others to believe that Christ is in your heart, but you know what? Your true colors will shine through eventually. It will. Because if Christ is in you, that love will be in you. He's praying strength for them, that Christ may dwell in their hearts, verse 17, through faith. And this word faith, it is to believe and to follow Jesus. That's faith. Jesus calls you and you believe and you follow Jesus. That's faith. That's faith. And this faith, Christ dwells in us. It says that you being rooted and grounded in love. What does that mean to be rooted in something? You know, when we think of plants and flowers, this is fake right here. It looks pretty though, don't it? Do you think this thing has any roots though? It's fake. No roots. It's beautiful. But I guarantee you, when the honeybees come to get some of that good stuff to make honey with, do you think they can get it from this? Absolutely not. Because it is fake. It is not rooted and grounded. And when we're rooted and grounded by faith in the love of Christ, you know what that will make you and I? We'll be stable, committed people. Unmovable, unshakable. But it says in the letter of Jude that some do not have the Spirit of God. And you can read all about those without the Spirit of God. But those who by faith believe and follow Jesus, we are rooted and grounded, and we're stable people because we are faithful and committed and we persevere in the faith. Rooted and grounded. It makes us stable. In verse 18, we read on that he was praying for them that they would be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length, depth and height. Able to comprehend. You know, when we think of the love of God in Christ Jesus, an eternal God becomes man, and to come and to die on a cross for His creation that He created to have fellowship with Him, yet they sin. They sin. And now He had to come to pay the penalty of that sin to redeem those that He loved. And we try to comprehend that type of love. The only way you can do it is to have it right here. It surpasses knowledge, the Bible tells us. This love surpasses the knowledge that man can come up with. See, all man can do is we can relate, I love my wife, I love my children, I'll lay my life down for them. I love them. But to comprehend an eternal, holy God dying on a cross for our sins. The just for the unjust. Only someone who has the Spirit of God in them, Christ in us, can comprehend the love of Christ. How can we comprehend it? Because we have been forgiven of our sins. That's how you and I can comprehend it. We've been forgiven. Hallelujah, church! That's how you and I comprehend the love of Christ. But unless you follow and believe Jesus, you don't have this love in your heart, and you know you do or not. You know if you do or not. I mean, if you're wishy-washy and when the wind blows, you fall down or just go with the wind, you don't have that love. You don't have it. And it shows up in church, it shows up in your family, it shows up in your relationships, it shows up throughout life. Not rooted and grounded. But we can comprehend that love because we have been forgiven of sin. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 19, to know this experiential knowledge of knowing the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. It's something that you just don't read about. It's just not something that you hear about. But it is this type of knowledge. You have experienced forgiveness of sins. Now that love is in your heart and life. And it surpasses anything you can learn from a book or from somebody else. It's something that you experience daily. Surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled. Your cup overflowing. To be filled with God. To be filled with the love of God. We think of that word filled. You know, we think of a container being filled up. We think of our gas tanks. When you fill your gas tank, it's filled up, but when you start driving, what happens to the gas needle? It starts going down. Because you're using up that gas. When we think of being filled with our tummies, we all like that. We're Baptists, right? Boy, we like to be filled. And we eat a good meal and say, I'm full. But what happens a few hours later? Even when I say, I'm not going to eat supper, Alicia. I'm so full right now, I'm not going to eat tonight. You know what happens? I eat. Got to get some peanut butter. You're absolutely right. But when we think of being filled, It is something that, you know, is filled up, but a lot of times we use it up, so we got to do what? Get filled up again. Now, you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You know what? No one else has more God than you got. If God is in you, then He's God. All right? Some yield more to Him than others, though. Some seek Him more than others by faith. And we must continue to worship and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to be filled with God, to be filled with His love. You know what? If all you do is eat junk food, what's going to happen? You're going to become unhealthy. But if you eat healthy food and do the things that you ought to do for your physical life, you'll be somewhat of a healthy person. It goes the same way with being filled with God. If all you get is junk food, then that's all you'll have. But if you're truly seeking God and worshiping Him, and then our worship here at church is just an overflow of your daily worship, it spills over. When you're filled with God, that love spills over to others. Filled with the fullness of God. Full of God. Verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You see, He's able. Believe Him. He is able to fill us and to do all that we can ask or think. You see, when we're full of the love of God, Christ is in us, and we're filled with Him, what will be our concern? When you're full of the love of God, Christ is in your heart, what would you be concerned about? The lost going to hell. That's what you'd be concerned about. You'll be concerned about the things God's concerned about, because His love is in your heart and life, and you know if you have God or not. You'll be concerned about things He's concerned about. If that love is in you, and He'll be able, He is able to do more than we ask or think when we're trying to win the lost for Him. He opens doors. The unclean spirits can't speak. But when we're full of ourselves, guess what? We don't have that power. Don't have the power. But when we're full of God and full of His love, He gives us that power. And we get the word dynamite from this word power. Dunamis. Dynamite. It's His power that works in us. See, that's the kind of working we need. Jesus Christ can make new creations. We can't. And once we are new creations and we're full of Him, He gives us the power to say what we need to say to the lost or to live before them the love of Christ. It is His power that works in us and through us. You know, when it's His power, when we're full of God, full of His love, and we are operating in His power and His might. It's not by horses or chariots, but by My Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When we're operating, and when now expect the devil to be upset. He don't like lost people being won. Expect people who promote self to be upset because they're not being exalted. But when we're winning the lost and operating in the Spirit and in the love of Christ, who gets the glory? God does. Who do we want to have the glory? God. Because you know what? When He has all the glory, it says, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, to the young and old, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Right now. Christ is in us. Amen. The Spirit of God. But right now in heaven, Holy God is on the throne. You know what the seraphims are doing? The seraphims are flying and crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And you know what they're doing? They got their faces covered with two wings. With two wings they fly. And with two wings they cover themselves, because He is holy God. And in eternal worship, they don't even look upon holy God. Their wings are covered. Their face. Because He's holy. But you and I, the redeemed, the generations that's gone on before us who are in Christ Jesus, you know what they're doing? They're beholding the face of God in worship and giving Him glory. They've been washed and covered by the blood. Eternal, glorying God. You and I need practice right now. We need to practice giving God glory in our daily lives. And just as the beautiful song that was sang just a little while ago, we need to have faith and keep our eyes on Jesus. Oh, I believe we're in the latter days, but we need to continue on the work of Christ. Amen? Live as if He could come back right now, because He could. We need to keep our eyes on Christ, because you know what? We can behold God, because God came to have fellowship with you and I. Isn't that awesome? And we can comprehend that. You know if you have Christ in your heart or not. You know. I challenge you to lay down your pride or whatever it may be holding you back. And you believe, just simply believe Jesus and follow Him. Believe Him, follow Him. Follow Him through believer's baptism, church membership, and daily living Him, living for Him and giving Him glory. Won't you do it? Simply believe and be filled with Him. Born again, those who are saved, it's a daily life of repentance. You got to want to be filled with the love of Christ, because this world is shoving itself down in your mind and in your heart daily. It's a constant thing. Love self. Love the world. Love self. Love the world. Let go of that idol and follow Jesus. Say, "Fill me, Jesus. Fill me again. Fill me again with your love. Fill me." I'm going to give you an opportunity during this invitation. If you need to respond some way, please come. Confess Jesus before men this morning. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You again for Your love. Oh, how amazing Your love is for us. Your amazing grace. Your mercy. What an awesome and loving God You are, that You have covered our sins. And as we have been forgiven, Lord, may we live this to others. Only You can do it. Only You can give us the power so that You can have all glory. We glorify You, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.